They started toward the front door of the Lemley house. It was made of thick oak, with several yellow splotches across its peeling white paint.
"What if it's locked?"
Rob asked, and Britt exhaled sharply. A big house like this, on the edge of town? Of course it would be locked. But how had all the people who disappeared in the stories gotten into the house then? The exploring household pets? The kids from other towns or other grades that snuck inside and saw monsters? Britt turned the knob. After a bit of tension, the knob turned and the door opened. The hinges creaked like a manor in a Dracula movie. Not surprising, really. The door hadn't been locked, which was strange, considering the windows were covered and the house appeared to still have some of its furnishings inside. When Dave pressed the latch and looked closer, he saw that someone had broken the wood around the latch, so it couldn't lock. Thieves, maybe, or teenage vandals. A couple of steps later, and they were inside. Dave gently pushed the door to a closed position, but didn't close it all the way. Rob wondered why he did that, but didn't dare ask. Could be that he didn't want to attract attention if someone saw the door open. But maybe he was afraid of getting locked in, or not leaving them an escape route. Dave wondered if he was the only one who was scared, but again, didn't dare ask. In reality, all three were scared. Dave had wondered if high school boys ever brought girls there for sex, and briefly flirted with the idea of trying it himself someday. But once he was inside, all thought of romance and good times fled. It was an ugly place, dirty and cold, and he felt unwelcome. Britt wasn't sure how she would go about writing her article for the Tomahawk, but found herself acutely aware of her thoughts and feelings since departing on this little outing. She was very grateful her friends had come with her. Otherwise, she would never have made it this far.
"So this is it,"
Dave said, just to say something.
"Uh-huh,"
Britt murmured, just to respond. Though it wasn't dark enough inside the house to necessitate them, Britt removed the flashlights from her pack, handing one to Rob and keeping the other for herself.
"Thanks,"
Rob said in a child's voice, and had to fight the urge to clear his throat and say it again. They were in a spacious foyer, with a warped wood floor and detritus strewn in every direction. Water stains marked the once pristine gray walls. Spider webs festooned the corners, and dried rodent pellets were sprinkled liberally across the floor, where, here and there, pieces of the ceiling had dropped. There was enough dust on everything that all traces of living things, insect, mouse, and bird, were unmistakable. But there were no human footprints. Silence reigned as they stood there, looking around the room. The wide, carpeted staircase went up into the darkened second floor. Upstairs was well windowed, but ivy had grown up over the entire western side of the house, obscuring the light on that half. Dave surveyed all this, looking for signs of movement. He saw none. And why would he? What would be moving inside?
"Well," he said, "now what?"
"I don't know," Britt said. "I guess we just look around for a minute."
"Why? I doubt we'll run into anything pretty in here."
"How often do you get to walk around a haunted house? I just thought we should take advantage."
And at that moment, they heard a sound. It was coming from upstairs somewhere. It was like the wind, the way it sounds when it blows hard through a hollow log or a tunnel. But there was something wrong with it somehow. It was too high-pitched, too controlled. It sounded almost like a child screaming.
"What was that?" Rob whispered. "Upstairs," Britt answered, and started in that direction.
Dave grabbed her arm before she could get very far.
"What? You're going up there?"
She forced herself into a heroic stance.
"If there is a ghost, I want to meet him. If it's just the wind, I need to know for sure."
As they stood there, the sound came again. Chilling. Long. Definitely not the wind.